The family of Australian journalist Peter Greste celebrating this morning the news that he has been released after 400 days in a Cairo jail. This is how Foreign Minister Julie Bishop greeted the news when she spoke to the media in Sydney a little earlier this morning.
Australian journalist Peter Greste has been released unconditionally from jail in Cairo and he has departed from Egypt. He was escorted by Australian consular officials, and at the airport he was with his brother Michael and Australia's ambassador to Egypt, Dr. Ralph King. I spoke to Peter Greste shortly after his release and before he departed Egypt. He was immensely relieved and he was desperate to come home to Australia. He expressed his heartfelt thanks for the support that he's received here in Australia during this ordeal. He thanked the Australian government, the public of Australia, and particularly the journalists who had rallied to his cause. And he told me that it had sustained him through the very long time that he spent in jail.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. Heather Allen's a friend and colleague of Peter Greste, head of news gathering at Al Jazeera. Before it was confirmed that Greste was released, she received a phone call.
My phone rang at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and this voice said hello, and I thought it was actually his brother Mike. And I said, "Hi, Mike," and this voice said to me, "It's not Mike." And I said, "Well, who is it?" And the voice said, "What Australian voice would you like to hear the most?" And I said, "Well, Peter." And he said, "It is Peter." I said, "You're not joking with me, are you?" And he said, "No, I'm sitting at Cairo International Airport. I leave in an hour." And I just couldn't believe it.
Heather Allen from Al Jazeera. Her colleague, Salem Najim, is director of news at Al Jazeera. And he's been speaking with James Carlton about Peter Greste's release and the challenge ahead for the journalists that are still in custody.
We feel very relieved that Peter Greste has left Egypt and he's out of prison now and he's gaining back his freedom. But at the same time, we are very concerned about other journalists who are still in prison and the seven others who are sentenced for 10 years in absentia, and they're living a tragedy right now because they cannot go back to their country, they cannot move freely, they cannot use their property in Egypt, so that has to be resolved. We are demanding the immediate release of our journalists and dropping the charges.
How did you come to learn about Peter Greste's news that he was to be released?
We had the news from Egypt, and then there was a brief call with Peter himself when he was at the airport. The managing director of the channel, Al Anstey, talked to him. We tried to limit people who will call him, or else he'll get hundreds of telephone calls. And I think he needs some quiet and rest now.
Where is Peter Greste now?
He's in Cyprus.
And he will then be flying to Australia. Is he being accompanied by a support group?
He's accompanied by his brother, but there is a group from the channel who went to Cyprus to see.
And what will be the fate for the Canadian-Egyptian Al Jazeera journalist? He is still behind bars?
Mohamed Fahmy, who is Egyptian-Canadian, and Baher Mohamed, who is Egyptian-Egyptian, they're both still in prison. We don't look at this case as Peter Greste's or Mohamed Fahmy's or Baher Mohamed. It is the case of Al Jazeera journalists who are doing their job in Egypt as journalists, and they were imprisoned and tried on false charges. They were convicted on the first trial. They went to a second court, which reviewed the procedures and the evidence on the first trial, and that other court found all the evidence and procedures unworthy, and they decided to retry them. Of course, retrial, if it goes on, it will take something like a year, and we want them out right now. But in the eyes of the law, the first case is almost dropped, and they are going to be retried. So in the eyes of any logic, they are not guilty.
And yet Greste was not released because of the facts of what you say, but because President al-Sisi recently enacted a law allowing foreigners to be deported.
Yeah, that's right.
So the fate for the Al Jazeera journalists still in prison remains most uncertain.
And that's why we are demanding their release immediately and dropping all the charges for the whole case.
Is it important for the people who are free and tried in absentia for their names to be cleared?
It is very important. Some of them are Egyptians, so they cannot go back to their country. And if they go back, they have to be imprisoned until they are tried again. and you don't know the result of that for sure. And for non-Egyptians, imagine them traveling to the United States or Australia and filling, for example, a visa application. And in that, have you ever been accused of a charge related to terrorism? What would they say? The charge is collaborating with a terrorist organization, which is a false charge for sure, but they cannot lie in an application like this.
And Salem Najem, just explain, once the news filtered through your newsroom, you are director of news, what was it like, the bittersweet experience of learning this news?
Of course, the first feeling for everyone is a feeling of happiness and relief, because all of us want to see all of them here with us. And Peter especially, he's a valuable member of our team, a friend of a lot of people here. So we are very happy. But in one second, you remember that there are others still in prison and other colleagues who are charged in or convicted in absentia. And then you think of them. So it's a mixed feeling. But mainly for now and for this moment, we feel the relief and happiness that Peter is free now.
And what kind of relationship would you like to have with Peter professionally at Al Jazeera in the months and years ahead?
I hope he continues to be one of our most senior correspondents. He's one great correspondent, one of the best I worked with in 30 years of my career. So I'd like to work alongside with him again for sure.
Faraj Najem, he's director of news at Al Jazeera.